Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
All marketeers want to inspire change. I came across a great term, insight marketing, from his book. I'm sitting across author Manish Sah, and he is the author of A New Marketeer. He's also executive director of external communications for Asia Pacific at Aon. This is Insight Marketing, and you, I'm Michelle Martin, today with Manish Sah, and we're going to be talking about how you can inspire change when it comes to your marketing, and also how you can choose the right people to join your high-performance marketing team. Manish, welcome. So when it comes to the new skills that companies need to have to market well in today's concept, what's top of mind for you?
So top of mind for me is the couple of skills. So in my view, the traditional marketing skills, which are focused on doing events or writing brochures, those are important, but those no longer are the only skills which you need to have in your marketing team. So when you start thinking about building a team, it's important to have marketers who have the ability to create insights. And increasingly, we are finding that marketing organizations are transforming to media organizations.
Yes.
And towards that end, even in our own organization, we are hiring people with writing skills, even people with journalistic background. In fact, in my team, I have an expert who has even done an MA in creative writing from a university in US. So writing skills, I think that's foundational. The other foundational skills are around the ability to tell stories. So you need to be a good writer, but you also need to be a good storyteller, because increasingly the attention span of our audiences is coming down. Based on some research, it's come down from 12 minutes or 12 seconds to 8 seconds. And humans have even beaten the infamous goldfish. So in this world where our audiences are very distracted,
yes,
at the same time, our audiences are very knowledgeable. They want to go online. As we discussed in last week's episode, 70% of our buyers are actually, the buying journey is happening online. So it's important that folks, the marketing team, has the skills in terms of writing skills, people who can create content. At the same time, it's also very important that we have skills which are focused on, just making sure that the content gets found online, right? So we need people who have social media amplification skills, who are active in social media. We also need people who have the ability to get the content found. So when I say that, what I mean is skills around search engine marketing, so that when people are actually looking for information, searching for suppliers, searching for solutions, your content gets thrown up by Google in their front page. And that's when you get found, and that's when you start conversation. So back to our model, you need to create insights, but at the same time, you need to be amplifying those insights, making sure that those get found online, so that then you're able to start a conversation with your audience. And then finally, once you have those conversations coming in, you need people who can manage those conversations. In the marketing terminology, it's all about managing leads. It's all about lead management, right? So once those, let's say people are coming to you through your website saying, okay, we need more information, have a conversation with us, send us your consultants to talk to us. We also need skills in the marketing team, which is all around lead scoring. So people who come in, maybe they've come in once, but they have interacted with us multiple times, and based on certain criteria, you can also score those leads in terms of their propensity to buy, right? So in summary, we need to have a marketing organization which acts like a media organization.
Yep.
We need to have folks who not only are marketeers, but also think like journalists and act like publishers. And then in this whole world of online world, wherein people are constantly looking for information digitally, you need to also have digital marketing skills.
Great to know that I might have a future job after this one, huh, Manish? Think like a journalist, what you're looking for. Manish Sah is the author of A New Marketeer. We are talking in this special series called Insight Marketing about how you can move your customer. If marketing is all about inspiring change and inciting action, how exactly do you get that done? I want to pick up on what you were talking about a while ago. You say attention spans shrinking from 12 seconds to 8 seconds. And also that, you know, marketing teams have to think of themselves perhaps as media companies. And if there is one person who sort of exemplifies that, he's a one-man media company. He's a vlogger and he's called Nas Daily. So he travels around the world, puts together these one-minute videos on social media, which then goes viral. He's been to Singapore before, visited us and caused quite a storm. Apparently now he's moving to our shores, the little red dot. And he is, of course, going to post on social media. We don't know what exactly precipitated his decision to settle in Singapore. He's been traveling for 3 straight years, but Nas Daily deciding to set up shop in Singapore with his girlfriend and his media company, because he is a media company. Do you think this sort of endorses the idea that Singapore is, you know, has a great ecosystem for micro content producers?
Yeah, sure. So, just to take a step back, Mr. Yasin, who is behind this this blog called Nas Daily, he has over 12 million followers in Facebook. So every week when he started posting 1 minute videos, and then I think he keeps on varying the duration, but he's quite regular in Facebook, and every time just by virtue of the number of people who follow him, every video which he posts, it generates a lot of engagement. People share and comment on it. Now, the thing is, he has moved to Singapore, and I'm sure there would be very many reasons behind it. But clearly, he's talking about the infrastructure which the country has. And when he talks about infrastructure, I'm sure he's also talking about not only the hardware, but also the software, which is people, as you said, content creators, etc. So I'm sure while his team seems to be a small outfit, as he goes along, he will be looking to build teams. And obviously, since he's based in Singapore, his first preference would be to have locals to be part of his team. At the same time, I think it's also a great opportunity for him and the company to partner with some of the other local content providers. And I think net-net, it also potentially gives a strong push to the Singapore brand, because I'm sure when he's based here, he will also be talking about Singapore. And by his very nature of his videos, and he's quite open about it, I think his whole tone is very positive and very happy. And I think in this whole world, which is filled with a trust deficit, which we also talked about last time, at the same time, there's a lot of cynicism going around, I think his voice is, to me, a breath of fresh air, and it really stands out. The other thing which is important, and I think that's why many brands are also partnering with him, is his ability to communicate through storytelling, break down complex concepts like retirement, for example, into bite-sized, easy-to-understand sound bites, which he then amplifies it through his videos. So I think net-net, yes, it is a great opportunity for Singapore and Singapore-based companies also to explore partnership opportunities with him. And at the same time, it is potentially a big boost for the Singapore brand as well. When he talked about the Changi Airport, I know that particular week when his video went viral, so to speak, the Changi Airport brand itself was much talked about, and for all the right positive reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Great insights there. He's Manish Sah, and he's my guest today. He's the author of A New Marketeer. His book is all about how you should be inciting a sense of, you know, a sense of discovery in your customer or in your reader in order to have marketing that challenges audiences and also moves audiences. So to develop world-class understanding of customers, in your book, you talk about crucial conversations. Tell us about this.
Yeah, sure. So I think it all starts with insights, right? So based on the research which I have seen, which involved interviewing particularly business in the business-to-business space, increasingly our audiences are telling us, please educate us. They are not telling in so many words, but what they are also saying is, please inspire us with the insights. Please challenge us to really think differently about our businesses, because the reality is that a lot of businesses are getting disrupted and a lot of business owners themselves don't know what their pain points are or where they want to go. So if you go there as a marketeer and engage them with insights which inspires them to think differently about themselves, which motivates them, educates them to maximize their business's potential, automatically you will be inspiring them and then inciting them, which is I-N-C-I-T-I-N-G, to have a conversation with you and your brand. Mm. And once that happens, once the conversation starts, that's a trigger for a commercial outcome, which is a sale in your favor.
Now, you said that, we talked about this before, that, you know, inspiration works. But, you know, we know that things go viral, not just because it's positive, not just because it's happy. I mean, the shooter in Christchurch, for example, shot a video and thought it would go viral because it was so horrific. And sometimes people just talk about bad news and that goes viral. So you mentioned that marketeers must first create something called a hot cause, something that arouses emotion and creates a community of companies. What is it that companies have to do to develop this hot cause?
Sure. So if you actually look at, just go a step back down history lane, and when we were in the midst of the mainframe era in the computer space, right? And, you know, those of us who are young enough to remember that, we used to actually have to book time to go to a room where you had mainframe, and then you had terminals wherein you had to book time and do, you know, just finish whatever you needed to do, whether it's programming or anything else within that allocated time, and then come out. So the whole, you know, the whole system was very, very painful, yeah. Right? So what happened was that in the context of a hot cause, what companies realized that the hot cause in this case was just to get rid of this tyranny in relation to mainframes, right? And then they supported it with what we call as cool technique or cool tech, which is around that. In that example, it was all about creating these hobbyist clubs wherein you had those machines available wherein hobbies could go, could write their own programs very easily. They were very accessible. That, of course, started in U.S. So this hot cause of getting rid of the tyranny, which was represented by the mainframe and which was supported by this cool tech, in this case, these hobbyist clubs, really transform the change in behavior in relation to consumers in terms of the adoption of the personal computer. And that's how the whole personal PC revolution started. And you can do it even in your own organization. So, for example, in my experience, in my own organization, we use the same technique. You know, the traditional change management techniques are quite long drawn, and they don't bring about change very quickly.
Yep.
But if you have a hot cause and then you support it with cool tech, you can drive change in behavior pretty quickly. So, for example, in our case, our hot cause was to really transform our organizations and our consultants' relationship with content, with insights, right? We wanted them to share content. We wanted them to create content and become visible experts so that they get found online and we start a conversation. The cool tech in this case was the content amplification and employee advocacy tool like Elevate, like the Gaggle, which just made it very easy for them to share content using their own personal feeds. As a result of that, and then we also added a gamification element around it,
right,
wherein you had leaderboards,
yeah,
wherein people could actually see, and you give them points. You don't even have to give them monetary rewards, right? When you work in a competitive environment like what we are challenged with, people are also quite competitive, and when they bring in this gamification component, people want to feature number one in the leaderboard.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So that all brought about change in behavior. People wanted to be number one because they were also seeing that the leadership team was watching that leaderboard, and they wanted to also be in the good books of the leadership as well. So that brought change in behavior. As a result of that, you know, the whole organization became this amplification engine. It was not just the marketing organization which was amplifying content through our marketing channels in LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter. It was the whole organization which was participating in the Gaggle was sharing content. And as a result of that, they also realized that they were also transforming their personal brands, because a lot of their clients was then saying, you seem to be very active in LinkedIn now. They didn't realize that the insights were being pushed out at the back end, were being curated, and this tool was making it very easy and driving that change in behavior in relation to they sharing content and being visible in the outside world.
So interesting that in this company, your company, you're actually encouraging individuals to be more seen almost and to build their own personal brands as they help build a company brand. Interesting. So you say in the book, A New Marketeer, that marketers must challenge the audience to scale limits and also inspire people to look at themselves, the environment, or the businesses in radically different ways. We have about 60 seconds left on the clock, so I'm going to put you under a little pressure here. But how exactly do you do that?
It starts with having an investigative mindset. Now, in the business-to-business space, you need to understand what their business drivers are, whether it is increasing revenue, managing costs, or utilizing assets, managing risk, increasing efficiency, or building employer brand, or driving innovation. So it depends on the company.
Yep.
Once you understand that, then build content, create insights, work with your subject matter experts, which is those insights are really focused on educating your clients.
Which are inspiring people to look at themselves or the world differently.
That's correct. So that's in relation to business to consumer.
Uh-huh.
So in the case of, for example, Red Bull, through your content, through your video, you could inspire them to scale the limits which they might have placed on themselves. So through that content, which is very inspirational and which is not just talking about the features and benefits of the product which you are selling, you are inspiring them to maximize their potential. So an insight should also make you comfortable and then drive a change in
uncomfortable
behavior. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Keeping you in touch with the world. Money FM 89.3.
Time to say thank you to my guest today. Manish Sah has been here with me. We've been discussing insight marketing. Manish, a great pleasure to speak with you. And we'll have you back next week as we dive into what companies can do to create marketing campaigns that really reach out to the target base. Great to have you with us, Manish. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.